For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You are listening to the Testudo Times Podcast Network.
Hey guys, and welcome to the latest Testudo Times Outtakes Podcast. I'm Lila Bromberg here with my co-host Matt Levine. We're back after a short hiatus, and today we're joined by incoming Maryland men's basketball freshman Marcus Dockery. So, you know, first off, Marcus, it's been certainly a weird several months. How are you doing in these new times?
I'm doing good. I'm just trying to keep myself busy and just staying very cooperative, being a good basketball player and becoming better and just doing things, just expanding my just capabilities without basketball, you know, doing things with my little brother and just helping out my family in general.
And what are some of those specific things that you've been doing, whether it's basketball, watching movies, reading, you know, just trying to stay busy during this time?
I've been playing a lot of Call of Duty, Warzone, some 2K, playing basketball. I have a court in my backyard, so it's kind of easy to play whenever I want to, ride my bike, I walk my dogs. I spend a lot of time with my dogs, I have two boxers. They're very fun to play with. And what else? When I can, if my mom and dad let me, I see some friends, hopefully. But that's been very unlikely with everything that's going on. Just trying to stay safe, you know. And that's really it. I mean, with my graduation being online, that was kind of like, it was different. It was a very different experience. I got to have my family members like in one little space. We had a good time. So that was good. That was really it. Just playing basketball and playing a game, playing with my dogs, mainly what these months have consisted of, and a lot of sleep.
And, you know, like you mentioned, you'd have a virtual graduation. Normally at this point, you'd be on campus working out with your, you know, new teammates. How tough has it been just to, you know, miss out on those experiences, both from a basketball perspective and just, you know, getting to know your teammates?
I mean, it's been really tough not being able to start my freshman year as soon as I can. But I've been committed since my junior year. So the chemistry with my teammates off the court is already there. You know, I pretty much know everyone pretty well, except for the two new recruits and Aquan, who's coming in as a freshman with me. So everyone else I pretty much know. I have a good grasp on how they are off the court. But the chemistry on the court is what I feel, it's not, I don't think it's going to be a struggle, but it's going to be a big adjustment and having to start a little later, and it's going to be hard, a little difficult, but it's going to be fun at the same time.
You're definitely missing some brutal workouts with Kyle Tart, from what I've heard from guys when they come in their freshman year. So maybe that's a plus side of that.
Yeah, I look forward to those workouts though. You know, they get me better.
So you mentioned just having a good relationship so far with all the guys, because you've been committed obviously since 2018 now, but staying home now by yourself kind of thing, playing basketball, have you been in touch with the players on the team about certain drills or workouts you guys should be doing?
Yeah, Kyle sends some workouts for us to do so we can, you know, keep our bodies in shape. But in terms of like basketball wise, or like on the court, haven't really talked to any players about it, but we have a group chat. You know, we talk sometimes about non-basketball stuff.
And are you in on their, you know, Call of Duty online stuff. I know they're very competitive about that, Fortnite and 2K.
I'm not really a Fortnite person. I have an Xbox, and so I don't think a lot of people on the team have an Xbox, so I'll be investing in one of those PS5s with my teammates. But I haven't played with anyone on the team yet. I'm looking forward to that.
They're very competitive. So, you know, we're going to take a bit of a look back at your high school careers. You know, like we said, we introduced you to Terp Nation. So, you know, just playing at, you know, so many different high schools across your high school career, like, how did that impact both your recruitment and, you know, your evolution as a player?
Playing at the four high schools I went to impact my evolution as a player really, like, a lot, because I got to take so much from different coaches and playing with different athletes on different levels. So it kind of helped me grow and be prepared mentally to see where my skill level is. But in terms of for my recruitment, I mean, I committed kind of early, so it really didn't have a big impact on it. Really didn't have a big impact on it.
You know, you're 6'1", 6'2", left-handed guard. What kind of advantages or disadvantages do you face being 6'1", 6'2", and playing with your left hand?
I wouldn't say, I mean, no disadvantages. I mean, everyone has the same kind of, I mean, I feel like no matter how tall I am, I'm going to play my heart out on the floor no matter what. So I wouldn't complain on any disadvantages, but people sort of like struggle guarding left-handed people because mainly everyone's right-handed. So that's kind of an advantage for me. And some people didn't even know I was left-handed that I even played on the same team with. It was kind of crazy. They didn't notice until game day I was shooting with my left hand. And so I wouldn't really say there's any disadvantages.
Right. And in terms of, you know, your playing style, just, you know, overall, how would you describe yourself as, you know, both a player on and off the court?
Like my playing style?
Yeah.
On the court? I like to shoot the ball a lot because, you know, it's one of the things that I've been really good at since I first played basketball. And I started to add more things into it as I played on different levels. So playing style, in terms of like laid back or aggressive, like, is that what you want to know?
Yeah, sure.
Kind of both, you know, aggressive on defense, laid back on offense. I let it come to me. I don't like to force things. And as being a player off the court, I always have a smile on my face. I'm very nice to everyone. I don't like to be in everybody's business. I like to stay to myself. And that's really it. I work hard all the time. That's big for me, just knowing that I work hard for everything that I've gotten.
And in terms of your play on the court, you know, you're listed as a combo guard. Do you feel more comfortable with the one or the two, especially, you know, moving to the college level?
I feel like I can play both positions. Whatever coach needs me to do, I'll be able to do. And I'm comfortable with doing whatever the team needs from me.
Do you have a favorite to play of those two?
I like to shoot, so I would say the two.
And you mentioned a few times now that you committed back as a junior, and it was about a month after Maryland sent you that offer. So what made that decision happen so quick for you?
So when Coach Turgeon first saw me play in person, he gave me a scholarship, and I really wasn't expecting that. And I was very happy with it, and I really wanted to look into it and go on my official visit as soon as possible, because it was actually one of my dream schools, and to be able to say that I got a scholarship from University of Maryland was big for me. And just, I'm a big family guy, and I'm close to home with my family, and Maryland just always felt like home for me whenever I would go on the campus. The guys on the team always treated me like a brother, even though I wasn't on the team yet or even committed. So it just felt like the right decision to make.
And you played at Bishop O'Connell that, you know, season. You committed the same school that produced Maryland legend Melo Trimble. As someone who, you know, grew up in the DMV, you know, you said we're familiar with Maryland. Like, and especially going through the same program, like how much have, you know, you looked up to him throughout your career?
Talking about Melo Trumbull, right?
Yeah.
A lot. You know, Coach Joe Wooten talked about Melo and just comparing his work ethic to mine and saying that when he came here, he was just all about working hard and I had the same kind of edge, and he saw a lot of comparisons between us two. And I just thought that it meant a lot to me that I was able to get a scholarship from the school that he got to play at. I looked up to him a lot, you know, growing up watching him play. I never watched him play in high school, but in college, he was always big. You know, he was the guy. He was Melo Trumbull. And then he was just a big inspiration to me.
Have you, you know, had the chance to get in touch with him at all, especially since you committed?
I saw him at one game. I don't remember who Melo was playing against, but we got to talk for a little bit. Coach Joe actually introduced him to me, and I was very excited to see him.
What were some of the kind of things he said to you when you guys met?
He didn't really say a lot because a lot of the fans were like sort of like crowding him. So it was just the, how are you doing? Or Marcus, nice to meet you. He was like, nice to meet you too. Can't wait to see you here. I was like, can't wait to be here. And tell me good luck and that he's looking forward for my future. That was really it.
Yeah, that sounds like, I mean, he's a quiet guy to begin with, but, you know, just, you said that, you know, you were watching Maryland games growing up. Do you have any favorite memories of, you know, Maryland games you watched?
I probably can't really remember the games that well. It was a pretty long time ago.
Did you have any other, you know, favorite players besides Melo that you liked watching?
It was really just Melo. He was just so good. So good.
And you played AAU ball for DC Premier, which is a team and a program that has sent a lot of players to Maryland. Did any of those guys influence your decision at all?
Of course. The Mitchell twins and Ricky Lindo. I was always close with them. I played against Ricky my sophomore year in high school when I went to Roosevelt. And we battled for a championship, and he won. But it was very fun. You know, and then that summer we played, the summer before. He played in the 17U and I played 16U, and so did Makai and Mikhail. And we were always close, you know, just a brotherhood. And they told me that coming to Maryland would be a great experience and fun. And so I already knew I wanted to go. It's just they made it kind of like stamp that I wanted to be.
And in your mind, what makes DMV basketball so special?
I feel like there's so many players with different capabilities and they all play to the WCAC and the WCAC, or there's also good players in the DCIAA, and there's another one, I forget, but just knowing that there's always someone out there that you can play that can give you a lot of competition. The DMV basketball is just, I feel like, the best basketball in the country. There's so much talent here. And a lot of players go D1. And not to mention, but the AAU programs are great. Team Takeover, DC Premier, and Team Durant. Great programs. And New World Basketball.
And in terms of talent, you know, you were on a stacked, you know, team with Brewster Academy, a school that's, you know, produce a lot of guys to go on, you know, and play professionally and things like that. What made you decide to spend your last year of high school there, and what was that experience like for you?
Just to play against better talent and just to prepare myself for playing in college. You know, playing at Brewster, I've never played on a team with that much talent. You know, we had like 7 or 8 dudes go Division I. That's a lot of people. So in practice, it was just always a battle to see who's the best. You know, we had shooting competitions all the time. We played King of the Court all the time. We just did a lot of competitive stuff. And I felt like it really prepared me for what was coming next, because, you know, playing on a team with that many good guys is just like playing on a college team. College team, everyone's good on the college basketball team. Practices are going to be competitive. You know, you got to play your best night in and night out, so you can show coach that, you know, you're. But it was just going to Brewster, I feel, really helped me transition. Just knowing what I need to do, being on my own. You know, it was a boarding school, so my parents weren't around, and I had to sort of like grow up and start being mature, which I have to do now.
In facing that top talent, like you said, every day in practice, what did you learn the most about yourself as a player? Like, what do you feel like you improved on the most?
Well, one thing I always knew is I don't back down from anything. So one thing that I learned was that you can't slack off with anything, because you won't be getting better yourself, or you won't be getting your teammates better. So you got to push yourselves and push your teammates every day.
And Donovan Mitchell, now in the NBA, one of my favorite players to watch, he went to Brewster. Did you have any connection to him, or really any conversations with him when you were there?
It kind of sucked. I didn't get to talk to him or anything like that. But my teammate was really close to him, Terrence Clark. So I never talked to him, but I saw him on the phone. So I guess that kind of got
up. And you were a 3-star recruit, and you've talked on social media about being overlooked and wanting to prove people wrong. What are some of the goals you have now coming into Maryland for next season and the rest of your career at Maryland?
Just proving to everyone that I belong and that I'm going to stand out.
Do you feel like, I know, you know, Anthony Cowan and some other, you know, shorter guards that I know, there's often kind of that, you know, feeling of being overlooked or not rated as high, you know, for your size. Is that kind of something that you've gone through as well?
It wasn't really mainly my height. It was just my weight. People always said I was like too thin. So I've just been working on that the entire time that I've been here in quarantine, just lifting weights and putting the right foods in my body so that I can transition properly.
And with that transition, what are you looking forward to most once you're, you know, able to get on campus and be with the team?
Competing in practice. You know, I heard that I've witnessed a lot of practices, and they're very competitive. And I just want to be in that atmosphere finally.
And after seeing how good of a season Maryland had, although it was cut short this past season, they win the Big Ten regular season title, they share that, but they were as high as ranked number 3 in the country. And how do you think you'll come in and impact the program immediately?
I feel as though I'm a good leader and I can take on responsibility very good. You know, just in terms of being able to score the basketball and play defense aggressively and just execute coach's game plan, I feel like I'll be able to impact very well.
And you know, we talked about Melo Trimble a little bit. You know, another really good guard for, you know, Maryland was Anthony Cowan, who, you know, just left the school. Like, what's your mindset just coming in as part of, you know, this next generation with Anquan Smart as, you know, the next generation of Maryland guards?
My mindset is to just be humble and just do the best I can, working all the time, because there's always someone else that's working as hard as me. And I can't let them get the upper hand on me, I feel like. So just always working hard and just staying humble and being prepared for what's coming.
And do you have any, or are you looking forward to any big opponents, like a Michigan State or another team in the Big Ten? Are you looking forward to playing against anybody or any team?
So I'm looking forward to playing just in general, but my roommate at Brewster, Jamal Mashburn Jr., he committed to Minnesota. So I'm looking forward to playing that.
And now, before we let you go, we want to do some quick rapid-fire questions just to let everybody kind of get to know you a little bit more. If you had to describe yourself using 3 words, whether as a player, as just a person, what would those words be?
Funny, inspirational, and hardworking.
Who was your basketball idol growing up or still to this day?
That guy right there, Stephen Curry.
And what's your favorite NBA team to root for?
the Golden State Warriors.
And it was that a, was that a team you've always rooted for? Is that kind of when
always.
They started to
always. Be great? Always.
And what is your pre-game routine?
Pre-game routine. You know, just I had a pre-game routine because of we did it as a team at Brewster. So it was really different. In the 4 years that I played in high school.
So no, superstitions or things that you have to do before you hit the floor?
Not really. I used to drink a Mountain Dew, but then I stopped.
What's your favorite pair of shoes to play in?
Curry's.
So then you're going to the right place.
Yeah, you're going to the right place.
I've been on the kid for a long time.
Me too. Always have some kind of Under Armour on.
I don't have any on right now.
And what is your favorite TV show or something that you've been watching in quarantine?
I watched a lot. I watched Outer Banks. I'm now watching. I like crime fighting TV shows. So I'm now watching NCIS. And I've also watched a lot, and I watched a lot of movies too.
What's your favorite food?
Macaroni and cheese.
And is that something you like to make, or do you cook at all?
I do cook. I like to make a lot of things.
So we always kind of hear that there's always there's some trouble with the team and cooking. So maybe you'll step into that role.
I'm hoping that. We'll always have good food.
And if you were playing a sport other than basketball, what would it be?
Football, maybe.
And do you have any hidden talents that Maryland fans should know about?
People say I can sing, but I don't think so. People say my voice is very nice when I do sing, when I have my headphones in and I'm singing. Oh, and obviously cooking too.
Yeah, but cooking will definitely come in handy with that group. So I guess we'll wrap it up here with that. Thank you so much for joining us. We're looking forward to, you know, covering you this next season, and we appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Marcus. Awesome.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.